Good morning.
Good morning, Aaron.
Welcome to New Zealand again.
I'm loving being here.
It's great to have you here. You're talking, of course, about sex education. You're the author of Your Teaching My Child What? What is it that is being taught in sex education that really you just can't understand is the message of the day?
What concerns me the most is the misinformation. Saying one thing and doing another. And I'll give you an example from right here in New Zealand. The New Zealand Herald carried an article about my visit here, and it quoted Family Planning Chief Executive Jackie Edmond. It quoted Jackie as saying that we tell young people to delay having sexual onset. Which is, of course, what we want medically, for young people to wait as long as possible. But if you look at a pamphlet that Jackie Edmond's group puts out called Your Choice, in that pamphlet and in many other places, it simply tells teens that it's up to them and that they're ready for sexual behavior when they feel ready. Now, I don't know about your teens here in New Zealand, but our teens in America feel ready for just about anything, and they need to be firmly instructed about what's a healthy choice and what's not. So I'm confused about that, and I'm sure that I speak for many parents here that this needs to be clarified. So what I want to do, as I did on the radio yesterday, is to invite Jackie Edmond to a public debate. And if not, if she's unavailable, then really anyone from family planning or from some of the other organizations that are at the helm of your sex education, Rainbow Youth, AIDS Foundation, anyone at all, I would look forward to debating them on some of these issues.
What do you say to those who would say the abstinence message, even the milder version, the delayed abstinence message, is a moral or religious message, not a health message?
I would explain to them that they are incorrect. In other words, medically, we know, for example, the cervix of a teen girl is immature. It's delicate and it's vulnerable to infection with all these STIs. And as she waits and matures, her cervix also matures, and it's harder to infect in her 20s. That's just one example. Also, the earlier you begin sexual activity, the more partners you're going to, you know, have lifelong. It only makes sense. The earlier you begin, the more partners you have. The more partners you have, the more you're exposed to all these STIs. So absolutely, it is a medical message to delay sexual behavior.
The University of Otago did some research last year that showed that when teens drink, they forget the abstinence message that they've heard. Do we have to address sex in the context of the larger sort of moral and character development of our teenagers?
Well, I'm glad you're bringing up alcohol, because I believe actually that there's something else going on. I believe that teens feel that hooking up and casual sex is what everyone's doing, and they're being told by sex educators that they are sexual beings and that this is healthy and natural. So they are using alcohol to feel disinhibited. In other words, to feel more comfortable doing things that they, without alcohol, may not do.
Parenting experts say that rules without reasons equal rebellion. What are the reasons we need to give our teenagers for them to internalize this rule, this idea about delaying sexual activity?
Well, we need, just like in every other health issue, such as appetite and exercise and wearing seatbelts and so on, we tell young people that when you're dealing with an appetite, a natural appetite, you have to restrain it. And kids know this. I mean, look at, for example, sports. if you want to be, if you want to excel at something, at swimming or at rugby, right, you have to give up certain things. You have to take care of your health. You have to wake up early to practice. You have to be self-disciplined. The same thing applies in this area. And there are such great rewards later in life. If you're self-disciplined as a teenager, you can then hopefully find someone who also delayed sexual behavior, and for the rest of your life, have a carefree, healthy, natural attitude towards sexuality without worrying about diseases.